Hi, I'm Serena, and this is my co-host, Mike, and you're listening to Diapers and Deployments, Who's Got It Worse? The podcast that talks about all things military, the good, the bad, and the oh shit.
On today's show, I wrap up my not-so-awesome last move, and Mike's making it rain with anniversary grips. We also have Robin and Jalissa on to talk about Arista Learn and Army Ignited.
And we find out why Serena was hanging out at the strip bar.
This podcast is supported by SkillMill Corporation, helping veterans transition to the civilian workspace.
So Serena, last time we talked, you know, your household goods that you've been waiting on, they came, but you had some broken stuff and you had some missing stuff. So did you ever find it?
Yeah. So I found it.
Well, did you have to go find it?
I did. I mean, I did a lot of phone calls. I did a lot of complaining. I bitched at the people I needed to bitch at. And I did get my stuff. Busy weekend. My family's business is open 6 days a week. So I worked a full day on Saturday. My kids had their fall festival at school that Saturday evening. My daughter plays volleyball at 8 o'clock in the morning. So it's like a, you know, busy weekend. But Sunday I went to the home opener for the Chiefs.
Well, I saw that and I was a little jealous.
It was a blast. We got to, we got to my parents' house at the crack of dawn and loaded up the cars with all of our tailgating stuff. And then we met in a strip club parking lot.
Oh, I like this. The story's getting better.
Yeah. So at 10 a.m., we met in a strip club parking lot and waited for all the people that we wanted to tailgate with, you know, and then we caravaned out of the strip club parking lot, which it wasn't just us. It kind of seemed like that's where the Chiefs people meet to get with their groups. And then we got to tailgate. The gates opened at 11 and we got there like at 11:30 and grilled, did all the tailgating that Chiefs fans are known for, and we had great seats. I'm sure you saw my pictures, right?
I did.
Yeah. Yes. It was a lot of fun. There was 12 of us. It was fun.
Well, I had sent you a text and you didn't, and you finally sent it back. I'm like, is Travis there? Because Travis Marvin was just on the show. So I see you at the game.
Yeah.
And I see him on, he's there too, right? But I guess you guys didn't get to see each other.
No, we did not see each other. And actually, I didn't even see him tailgating, you know, because a lot of people, it's really hard to communicate via phone at the games.
It is. I've been to football games and it's just everything, you know, everyone's trying all at once.
Yeah. So like my kids were with my dad having a yes day. They were with grandpa all day long having a yes day. And it was me, my mom, and Brandon and my brother.
I don't know what a yes day is, but I'm assuming when they ask grandpa for something, he says yes.
Yeah. And that's what they did all day long. So I didn't need to get a hold of anybody. We were just, you know, full day. We didn't get home till like 9 o'clock, I think. It was a long day, but it was a lot of fun. But then Monday morning at 8 a.m., 4,000 pounds of household goods show up.
Of course.
Yeah.
The best time to get your household goods is with a hangover. Everybody knows that.
Yeah. And it was like a whole weekend hangover. But so since this was only 4,000 pounds, it was just in a little box truck and it was in the crates still that because it didn't come on a semi like our big stuff did. And every time they opened a crate, the guy would be like, ma'am, you need to take pictures of this. Yeah. It was like, at this point now, I'm just like, whatever, it's stuff. But a lot of things were broken, just a lot of bad packing. Like, you know, those big cement things that hold outdoor umbrellas in place so they don't fly away.
Right.
One of those laying on top of my lamp. Like I have a big, huge floor lamp. Yeah. Like why would you pack that on top of a fragile item? That should be on the bottom of a crate. So just a lot of things that you're like, these people didn't care. They just were shoving stuff in a crate. I had a whole like bookshelf literally shattered in pieces to the point where one of the movers is like, did you just pack wood? And I'm like, no. I was like, that used to be a shelf. And he was like, oh my gosh. So fortunately they were sympathetic, you know, they felt bad. And I was like, I know it's not you guys. It's the people who packed it.
Oh man. So I think that when you move, the people that put it on the truck should meet you at your next house to unpack it. I think that would solve all these problems.
I think it would, because nobody's held accountable. These people don't care. I mean, of course I'm going to file a claim because our green egg is broken. Our lawnmower is broken. Our weed eater is broken.
There's $4,000 right there.
Right. So I'm going to file a claim, but do you think the people that packed it give a crap? No. Do you think the moving companies care? Probably not, because they have insurance. So they're just going to write a check.
I told you once my movers were so stoned. I was past mad. It was just funny. I was like, they're all super stoned.
I have to say though, like it's done. We have 10 boxes left to unpack. That's it. So
that's good. Cause sometimes I go the whole 3 years at a duty station and realize I didn't unpack a box.
Yeah. I mean, I'm pretty crazy about getting everything unpacked, but this time everything needed a permanent home instead of one of those things where like, oh, I'll put that there and we'll move it when we move out of this house. Right. Yeah. I only have about 10 boxes left and it's just up here. I know our listeners can't see, but in our rec room where my desk is and my sewing supplies and stuff. So I don't need those right now. I'm busy working and going to Chiefs games and recording podcasts.
I know. Well, you know, it's funny. The only reason Travis is on my Facebook, me and him connected, is he sent me a message. We're going to connect. I said, hey, man, I can't. Facebook says you're over 5,000 people. And once you get to that, I guess you can't connect with anyone else, right?
Oh, really?
Yeah. I mean, on his music thing, you can, because that's different. You're following his music. But, and so I messaged him back. I'm like, hey, you're going to have to kick somebody off the island, buddy, before I can come on.
You should tell him to kick my dad off the island.
Oh, he kicked someone off right away. I hope they're not listening.
I actually haven't seen Travis since he went to, oh no, yes, I did. I did. He came down to the store. I got to see him. I was going to say, funny. I haven't seen him.
I enjoyed that. That was fun. Well, my week has been boring because I can't afford a green egg and I can't afford Chiefs seats, Serena. So,
hey, they weren't expensive. You know, so many people, I mean, people are like, oh my gosh, you have a hookup. Where'd you get those seats? Blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, Ticketmaster.
Like, I know. I just bought Morgan Wallen tickets yesterday.
Oh, yeah. I saw that.
And I didn't have a boring week.
You were at a concert.
I was right up front on the rail at a Chris Stapleton concert
for
my
good
30th wedding anniversary.
Oh, happy anniversary.
Yeah. Well, I think you saw what I did. Listeners didn't. So my wife is hard to buy for. And we're older, so I don't care if she takes stuff back if she doesn't like it, right?
Yeah.
So this time I wisened up finally after 30 years. I figured out what to do. I had this nice card. And when she woke up, she had a dozen roses that I forgot to buy, but my neighbor bought them. So that was good. And it had three cards. And one said Louis Vuitton, one said jewelry, and one said cruise. I knew she would pick the cruise, right? So she said,
how'd you know?
I know her. We've been married 30 years, you know, and I knew she would pick the cruise. So she picked the envelope. I said, well, open the other two first. And she opened the Louis one and I had what kind of bag I was going to get her. Cause I already knew she wanted the Neverfull. Mm-hmm. She has a different one right now. And she said, well, I want the Neverfull next time. So I know next time I buy one, I know what to buy. And then jewelry, right? She opened it up and inside the envelope, I just had a price. And I said, pearls are supposed to be for your 30th basically. Mm-hmm. So up to this price, we can go get pearls. Mm-hmm. And then when she opened the cruise, it said, I knew you would pick this envelope. We're going to Alaska.
Oh gosh, that's going to be so awesome. I've always wanted to go. That was our goal, was to go when we were stationed in Bremerton because we were so close. So we didn't have to fly, you know, you can take the cruise from Seattle up to Alaska.
I can't wait. And the best part about that, you know, what I did this time is really, Serena, it hadn't cost me any money yet.
Yeah. You haven't booked it yet. Have you?
Hell no. That shit's expensive.
Yeah. Alaska is one of the most expensive. I think sometimes they can be more expensive than European cruises.
Oh, no one told me that when I promised that.
Mm-hmm. But that you got to pay to get to Europe.
Well, you got to pay to get up to Vancouver or where's the other place?
Seattle.
Seattle. There's a place in Canada they can go out of and then a place in Seattle. I don't remember.
They go out of Seattle and they go out of Vancouver, out of Canada. My mom was a cruise agent for a long time when I was growing up.
Oh.
And we never went that route because we always wanted to go lay on the beach. But now as an adult, I would love to go to Alaska. So I'm envious of you guys.
Well, maybe I can talk her into touring a timeshare and getting a 3-day weekend. No, I'm just kidding. All right, Serena. So I think everyone knows by now, we help a lot of veterans with a lot of job opportunities. Our blog's going well. Our podcast, over 1,000 downloads, which accounts for only about 15% of the listeners. So hooray to us, right?
Yeah.
We're doing well. And we're about to have an educational tab on SkillMill. So people are going to be able to go and look for opportunities outside of jobs, but certificates, skills, colleges, you know, so we're about to be the entire package here soon, Serena.
That's so awesome. So my college educated spouse, who is a veteran, can now go to SkillMill and click on the education tab and find out where he can broaden his.
Well, he will. If you do it now, it won't be there. But yeah, it is coming, right? I should put up a sign on the website that says in progress, coming soon.
Yeah. That's awesome.
I love it. I love it. It gets better every week. Serena, You know what? We keep having females on here. Now we have two. It's going to be like three against one today.
How outnumbered do you feel?
Well, I live in
a house.
That's normal for me, right? So here's what we're going to do today. You three are just going to tell me what to do. Yeah. How's that? It'll be just
sounds
like
about normal. Right.
Is that going to be a normal day in your household?
It will. Even my cat and my dog are females. But hey, I want to welcome Robin and Jalissa to the show. And they're from Arista Learn. You will be hearing more about Arista Learn and SkillMill here coming up pretty soon. But I want Robin to introduce Arista Learn. Tell us what they do. And tell us why she's here.
Awesome.
Welcome to the show.
Thank you. We're so excited to be here. Thank you. You guys are so funny.
We paid her to say that.
You guys, no, you're funny. Well, Mike, we do know you quite a bit. And Serena, we're just meeting you. So great to meet you. But I already felt like I knew you quite well from the podcast.
And all my complaining. I promise I don't complain that much in real life.
Okay.
So thanks very much for having us on the show. Our company, Arista Learn, is a training organization. And Jalissa and I are the co-founders. We live in Southern California. A couple of the programs that we have with Arista Learn are dedicated specifically for the military. So we have a credential, an IT leadership certificate with a wonderful, wonderful college, Illinois Valley Community College. Anybody that wants to use their GI Bill for that, maybe they don't want to go to 4 years of college, they can get about 10 to 12 certificates, industry certs in 6 months. And then we help everybody be job ready because we have 30 years of recruiting experience. And then I'll let Jalissa tell you a little bit about our other focus, which is Army Ignited.
Okay. And before Jalissa, I just want to say something. You talked about, you know, certificates and college. And I will tell you that in today's world, if you want a job, certificate, skilled labor, there's a shortage. I know plenty of people out there with college degrees who pump my gas every day. Nothing against it, but listen, there's nothing wrong with going to college. But if you're not cut out for college and that's not what you want, and you want a certificate, you want a job, there's so many opportunities out there. But all right, Jalissa.
Yes, that is so true. Just embark on that. Being a recruiter and looking at resumes time and time and time again, you see so many people that have an amazing four-year degree from an amazing college. Mm-hmm. And then they're asking me for an IT job. And I'm like, well, do you have your A+? Do you have a CCNA? Do you have a certificate? You know,
so
it's like, yes, it's one of the biggest things. And Robin and I are just really, really passionate about it because there are a lot of smart individuals that don't want to go to a four-year college and they want to specialize. So I think a credentialing program is definitely the way to go. And we love what we're doing with the Army Ignited because people are coming to us, asking us about their career. We're kind of, you know, showing them a way to get to that level of where they want to be through a certificate program. And it's absolutely amazing.
Can you kind of like walk us through the process?
Hold on. Let's pretend like I'm an Army guy for a minute. So I can't read automatically. So what do I do here?
So you go to your little computer, right?
Ooh, okay,
little I got box. It. Uh-huh. And you go to your Army Ignited site and you start scrolling for classes. And because we're excellent hire, Arista means excellent in Greek. So we are Arista Learn and Arista Hire. So Arista Learn pops up as one of your, you know, we're an A. So we pop up at the top and people like any of the classes that we're offering, then they can choose to select those classes, send us an email. And then when we get the email, Robin and I over the email and just message them back, get on the phone with them, see where they want to go with their career, you know, look at what class they want, kind of get a feel of what they're doing though with their career first.
Is this active duty and people that have already gotten out? Is it a mix?
Yes.
Yes.
Mix. Okay. So you said GI Bill, does tuition assistance pay for this as well? Or do you know?
On the GI Bill, it's post 9/11, and there's so many different forms of funding. So if you're going for a college or going for a longer certificate program, if you're out, you can use your GI Bill. And also you can, in any branch of service, right? You can use your GI Bill, but the Army Ignited is if you're in active duty or if you're in the, if you're out, but you're still serving.
Okay. I understand. So Army Ignited is one program. You guys cover a multitude of classes. So I mean, how many certificates do you all have? Do you know?
Yes, we have over 50 certificates. The certificates that we have are the project management certification, Scrum certification, 5 different security certifications, leadership, human resources. We have also classes in Excel and Word, which in the business world, you pretty much live in Word and Excel. You know, anything Microsoft. And then for the IT leadership program, that is truly for somebody that wants to be in management and leadership, and they need to have a pretty good pedigree so that they could lead a team of IT and business professionals, especially given their really good military background with structure and leadership and critical thinking. It pairs really, really well.
I can vouch for the military background. And I say this jokingly, but, you know, I couldn't spell computer 2 years ago. I was a damn sure not a programmer or anything, but I helped lead a team to develop a lot of the things that you see on SkillMall and another project that I worked on that was a couple $1 million. And I helped lead that team of IT people. And I am not an IT guy, right? So that IT leadership and military, that's a perfect combination, honestly.
I think that's why we really love working with our military personnel, our service members so much, is they have really good work ethic and rigor and structure. And I think, you know, they've been in a learning environment for the whole time that they're in active duty. And so we have kind of a saying, you know, if you think about it, Serena, I'd love to get your input on this. Think about leaders who you really respect. One thing you'll notice about them is that they're constantly learning. Did you have somebody in mind, Serena or Mike, of just leaders that you really respect?
I have someone, I mean, just going off of SkillMill and our company, I think our leader, Noel, he's always learning and we're always learning things from him. Wouldn't you agree, Mike?
I would. Although I hope he doesn't listen, because I always tell him he's not that smart because he's an officer, right? I can't give any officers credit for anything. You know that, Serena. It's not the way this works.
But I mean, I feel like every time we're speaking or having calls and working together, I don't work with him as much as you do, but I feel like he's always got something new that he's learning. I mean, I always knew him, you know, in the military standpoint, as the leading my husband in the submarine, but on the business side, it's a totally different realm.
Constant learners and constant journals, right? Yes. Learners and journals, because another leadership trait I've noticed through the years is a lot of people, you know, they'll accomplishments or the activities of the day, whatever you want to call it, but they'll journal a lot. I didn't learn to journal till, you know, probably 15 years ago. And I use the 10-minute rule, you know, from Blue's Clues is what I tell people. I find my comfy chair and I sit down for 10 minutes and I think, and I don't write anything at the end of the day. You know, what did you do right? What did you do wrong? Kind of what can you do better tomorrow? 10 minutes a day. And that's my, I'll call it my thinking time. And then I journal some.
When Robin and I met, I realized about her that she was a constant learner. She was always picking up a book. She was always bringing books into the team. You know, it was always, let's do this. Let's, you know, learn something new. And I'm a journaler. Like, so that's funny that you said that. So it was perfect. Her and I were a perfect combination that, because I write everything down. And I'll take, like, at the end of the night, before I go to bed, like, I'm writing down, like, okay, where am I going next? Like, what's my next goals and how am I going to mark it off? Because I want to be able to mark those things off.
Do you have a thinking chair?
I put everything on my board. Yeah. I'm sorry?
Do you have a thinking chair like Steve on Blue's Clues?
I don't, but you know what? Now I want one.
Now, hold on. Before we go any further, I know that you have a PhD, right? We talked about college ago. So you're the smartest one in the group, I guess. And it's in sports of all things, right?
Of all things. Robin thinks I have a PhD in sports.
Okay. So I have an offshore betting account. So I'm going to need to talk to you after the program because I have some questions.
Okay. Okay. Perfect.
Does it cover that or no?
No.
Oh, that's a shame because I'm pretty sure I'm in the hole after last week.
Who'd you bet on? Man.
Oh, I bet on everything. I bet on your Chiefs.
Oh God, that was.
Were you on the Saints? Because if you were on the Saints, you lost.
I was not on the Saints. Okay. I bet on about 20 games a weekend.
The Chiefs game.
I don't have I don't have a gambling problem, but I bet low. You know, I bet $10 here, $30 here. You know, so I ended up.
You bet on the 49ers?
I don't even know. I'd have to check that one. I did bet on Jacksonville, and I know better.
Well, they're killing it.
Anyway, I guess I can't help. You can't help me with your PhD.
So see, I can try just a little bit, but
a certificate in sports betting would help me more than your PhD. Point. That's a new.
So when I started in recruiting, I was in Chicago and I started in the medical field. So tiny office, 10 people. I was a receptionist. Got promoted right away into a recruiting chair. The VP of the company pulled me aside one day and he said, "I don't understand how you pick things up so quickly." And he's like, "Do you speak fluent Spanish?" And I said, "Yeah, absolutely. It was my first language." He's like, "Okay." He's like, "I'm going to give you one tip. And this tip is going to take you far in your career." And he's like, "Learn sports." He's like, "We're in a male driven industry." And he wanted me to be in sales for the, you know, for a couple of the regional hospitals in Chicago. And that's what he told me. And I got there. Within 2 years, I was doing sales for some of the biggest hospitals. But he told me that that was going to be my in. And it really was.
I never thought about that.
It was my, sports was my in. I don't like the Chicago Bears, but sports was my in.
No one likes you had to always know about them.
I had to always know about them. Yeah.
I know you said Ignite. Oh, go ahead.
I got a bunch of questions. Let's just throw them all out there. How do you sign up? What are the costs? Do you have to be military? Can a spouse like me do this? Or, you know, like, let's lay all those facts out right here. How we can get everybody, anybody that's listening can get
started. Damn, Serena, those are all good questions. Yeah. I always thought of all of those.
Yeah.
You can go to our site, aristalearn.com, and anybody can take our training. So it can be military, non-military. If you're with the Army Ignited, you literally just go into the Army Ignited site, and we are one of the approved vendors, which is just makes everything so easy. And if you're in Army Ignited, you get $4,000 a year for your tuition or your credentialing. And we just are coming in to the end of this fiscal year. So if you're in the Army or the Reserves, then your $4,000 starts, I think, October 15th. If you're interested in the IT leadership certificate with the GI Bill, just email us. We'll talk you through, like, where do you want to go? So that one requires a little bit more of a conversation so that we can line up the classes. If you just love to learn, all of those classes are available to everybody. They are usually on demand. So, you know, 100% on demand. But they're not boring. We also have classes that are instructor-led where everything is virtual these days, which is pretty fantastic, actually. And it's hosted on our software. So, you know, you can come into the class and repeat any class that you want or, you know, go to parts. If you're studying for a test, you can, you know, take the tests over and over again. We are having some new classes in blockchain technology. So that's what I wanted to tell you about. And Mike, this might make you back all your money. In,
don't tell that to my Dogecoin account.
So, okay. Yeah, I won't. But so we, you know, I've been just a little bit younger than me, but I've been doing this since before the PC was invented. And before internet and always in IT. So when I look at blockchain as far as a career maker, not as an investment advisor, but if you understand what's really happening right now.
We're the change, the biggest change we've seen.
It's huge. So this is going to create jobs, right? Nice. Teaching people about blockchain. We have two classes. One is fundamentals, and it's for business people and marketing people, and it's for military and non-military. It's the class is so new that one's not really even on our Army Ignited site yet, but anybody could take it. But I'm kind of excited about this because the class will be, let's say it's coming out in like a month from now. Okay. So we're still working on pricing. And anybody that comes from SkillMill will give you a really good deal on it. But just hypothetically, let's say the class is $12.95, okay? And it's six sessions, and this is the blockchain fundamentals. We're going to teach you what is blockchain, what's the terminology, what's the landscape, who are the players, what are the market segments, and there's a lot. Our teacher is so cool. Every time I talk to him, I learn more from him in one sitting than I could read with all my books. And I am a huge reader, right? I can learn more from him in a year. And when 6 weeks with Martin, our teacher, it'll be a year's learning. But here's, so this is what we're going to do. Part of the tuition will be the tuition. And then part of it will be your fund. And so as a class, we will go and buy some coins, and we'll go and we'll open up a wallet, and we will also get an NFT, a non-fungible token, and we'll do it together as a class, not as investors, but literally so that you're doing it in a learning environment and you feel comfortable. And then we also have a class in Ethereum. So if anybody listening loves to be a software developer, and maybe they program in Java or HTML or, you know, Ruby on Rails, any programming language, but they actually like to learn how to program in on blockchain, we have a full-on Ethereum class. And our teacher is in Austria, Thomas, and he's awesome. So, and he has trained hundreds of thousands of people on Ethereum. So if you want to go sort of the business marketing route, you would take the fundamentals class. Really exciting stuff. I'm super excited about it.
I may like that class, because right now what I do is I open up my phone and I throw money into random things on Bitcoin and those, and, you know, Ethereum, and what's the other one, Litecoin or so, I don't even know. But
is there still a Dogecoin?
Is it Doge or Dodge? I don't know.
Yeah.
I hope it goes back up.
Yeah, I heard the Dogecoin was doing, but I don't know. This was like a month or two ago that it was doing good.
It was doing great. And then it dropped. But anyway, blockchain. Okay. So here's the bottom line. It sounds like you all stay ahead of the game with learning. The blockchain, I haven't heard of a class on blockchain yet. So that's awesome. The other question that we have to answer before we let you go is, you said spouses. So anyone can take the class. So spouses can, but there's no funding through the Army for military spouses as of yet, right?
I believe only if they're using their spouse's GI Bill, then they could get it through the college.
But yes. I can just sign up just willy-nilly, Serena Moyer, the vet or the spouse, civilian spouse.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah. And if anybody comes through SkillMill, we will give a great discount.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
So we'll put that on our website. Well, I'm going to let you all go. Thank you for your time. I appreciate
it. Thank you.
I appreciate you coming on. And if you need anything from SkillMill, let us know. And when you have some more great classes, we'll bring you back on. You can talk about them. And then when we get Navy ignited, it sounds like we need, we'll have to bring, maybe we can start that, Serena.
Let's do it. Okay.
I like it. Look at that, Serena. The Army's helping people out more than the Navy. This is BS.
I can't believe it.
You know, I make fun of the Army because I can. But they've always done a really good job. Now, honestly, with transitioning and helping the soldiers, they've always been at the leading edge of that. And this is just another point where they're doing a better job, I think.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know much about the Army. I mean, my best friend's husband's in the Army, but now correct me if I'm wrong, and you might, maybe you know the answer to that, but I feel like the Army has a lot like less retention at like, do you know what I'm saying? Like, I feel like a lot of people join the Army for their minimal time and out, like join out.
The Army has a lot more staying power, but they do than say the Marine Corps. Like Marine Corps is designed to, you know, one and done. But you're right. A lot of the Army has a huge turnover rate. But I mean, they do a good job.
I was going to say, if they have that, it's great that they are guiding their soldiers, you know, in the right direction post-military.
Yeah. So we need Navy Ignited.
Yeah, we do need Navy Ignited. And I really think this program is cool, especially because now we're in an age where it's not so much college or university promotion. It's like, what do you really want to do? And if it's something that you can get a certificate for, get certified to do something that you really want to do without spending all that money and going through all that debt.
Well, I can tell you in my town, they need welders more than they need people with a 2-year criminal justice degree.
Sure.
Right.
I mean, yeah. I mean, I believe it though. I mean, I'm glad. I wish more schools just did that, like high schools, and promoted that kind of thing. Maybe that's a direction, you know.
Well, if you remember, they used to, right? And then we got on this whole college kick and we pushed everybody to college. And like I said, nothing wrong with college. I have an MBA, you know, but that's not everybody. And
Right.
And with computers nowadays, it's all about skills. I mean, you know, when you go into programming, all these certificates, that's what they want to see.
Yeah. I mean, Brandon is, I mean, you know, he's a mechanic and he's working in charge of a production team that are, you know, they're producing something, but I feel like a lot of his time is spent on a computer.
And, everybody's and time spent on a computer.
So it's, you know, it's people need to know what they're doing. I mean, I've learned like you have. I haven't taken any courses. I just learn as people say, hey, learn this or do that or figure out how to do this.
Well, and if the Army can do it, anybody can do it, Serena. I would ask you what you were drinking this past week, Serena, but I already know you're drinking something that probably costs $15 a beer or like $20 for a glass of wine at the game, right?
My rear end never left the seat at Arrowhead Stadium.
You saved $100 then.
Yes. We, somebody that was tailgating with us made homemade Bloody Marys.
Oh, that sounds so good. My daughter won a Bloody Mary contest, by the way.
Oh, she did?
Yes. And she doesn't drink, but go ahead.
Oh my gosh. I'd love to try that. I do love Bloody Marys, but she made a homemade Bloody Mary mix and we had those with, we were going to have mimosas, but something happened with that. I don't remember, but the Bloody Marys did it for me. And then, we had, you know, just all the regular beer, but I will say it was like 100 degrees outside. So I drank 2 40-ounce Hydro Flasks of water along with my Bloody Marys. And I had a couple of quirks that I like to drink. And I only went to the bathroom one time. We were at Arrowhead, but that's because it was so hot. Like I was so dehydrated, even drinking 80 ounces of water, but then I had all that alcohol.
That's not a lot. You had a couple of Bloody Marys. You'd be fine.
Yeah.
Well, you know, you could ask what I'm drinking, but I don't know. Well, I have these cool containers, right? These crystal things. And One says vodka, one says bourbon, and one says scotch. Regina bought them for me a while ago, and I don't know what I put in them, right? So I'm drinking the scotch. I'm like, oh, this is actually delicious. And then I think, I wonder what it is.
Yeah, we'll never know.
Now I don't know. I don't know what's in the bourbon one either.
You need to get yourself a grease pin and write on the bottom of it. Pin or whatever.
That kind of takes away from the, you know, beauty of the decanters on the bar there, right?
Hey, I have to ask, have you ever had smoked bourbon?
Okay, no, but I already showed a picture of that smoker to my daughter and said, look what dad likes for Christmas.
Brandon got one.
Oh, is it amazing?
Yeah. I mean, I don't like bourbon, but he was making, what's the drink with the orange peel and...
Oh, old fashioned.
Old fashioned. Okay, yeah. So he was making old fashions. We went to my cousin's house for dinner and... It's cool. Like he's got this little like glass jar and it's got like, it looks like a weed pipe, but you put, like,
I know, but it's not, but it looks
yeah, like it's
it.
Not, but you put the little chips on top and it came with a variety of different flavors of wood. And then he smokes them and the bottle fills up. And then you just kind of shake it and let it sit until all the smoke is gone.
I want one so bad.
It's cool. You'll like it.
My daughter did get me a bartending. The best way to describe it, it's a light. You have an app because there's an app for everything.
Yeah.
You pour, it tells you what to pour. You pour until the light turns and then you grab the next bottle and it tells you to pour. When the light turns, you stop pouring. It like mixes every, you know, I haven't used it yet.
That's cool. Cause I always am like really heavy handed on something and it's never really the alcohol. And then I get upset and then I put more alcohol in.
Oh yeah. And this is supposed to, hey, I'm going to try it one of these days.
Yeah. Let me know how it goes.
I will.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Diapers and Deployments brought to you by SkillMill.
Go to SkillMill.com to check out our blog and create an account. You can also find us on social media. Let us help you find your next career.
Don't forget, that's skill with 2 L's and mill with 1.
Until next time.
Ciao.